Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So what grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver,
welcome back to another episode of Spirits.
Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts
are our
drinks. We're
coming live from our studio in Salem, Massachusetts. We got a spooky night episode on deck. Aiden, how we doing?
Doing fantastic. I feel like we're officially into fall.
I know, right? The air had a little nipple to it.
Yep. but we're obviously living in Salem, Massachusetts, so we feel it very hard.
Yeah,
when it comes,
absolutely. Spooky season is upon us. It is here, dude. So
we're back in the fall.
We're back, dude. All the Starbucks shit came out. The like pumpkin spice lattes and all that shit.
I think we were talking about that on last week's episode. Have the Dunkin' pumpkin donuts come back?
I don't know.
Because that's the one
I'm waiting for. I should have checked this morning.
I got odd meat. I'm not a huge fan of like the drinks, but like,
yeah.
Dude, a pumpkin donut? Oh.
Oh, yeah. I want some pumpkin. I didn't realize pumpkin came back. I'm actually mad at myself because I went for a run this morning. And usually at the end of my longer runs, I get myself a treat. And I got odd meter. I got a It's a local coffee shop in Salem. If you ever come, it's actually a really good coffee. You should definitely visit it. But yeah, definitely am bummed that I did not get myself a little dunk your nuts in the pumpkin.
Yeah,
dunk your nuts in pumpkin.
You've got to go with like the big chain restaurants.
Yeah,
that's what they always say. Shop chain restaurants.
Yes,
not shop local.
No. Shop.
Don't ever shop local.
No.
Always shop the big chains.
Yes, absolutely.
Support big corporations.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yes.
Actually, I have a throw pillow at my house that says that on it. It says, shop chain restaurants.
I don't know who the shop. CEO of Dunkin' Donuts is, but yeah. We got to make him or her
absolutely.
Richer.
They probably have a house in the Hamptons and a house on Nantucket.
Let's they buy need them a one. Third house.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, they need a third house. So give me that pumpkin donut.
That 89-cent pumpkin donut is going to fuel
dude,
their paycheck for that third
donuts
house.
Donuts are way more than 89 cents now.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like up to $1.50 now, a donut.
It's a ripoff.
I know. Remember how we used to be able to go in as kids and just like,
yeah.
Oh, go get yourself
give them
a donut.
A single dollar bill.
Yes, get a donut. Get a donut. Can't do that anymore.
You know what you can still buy
thanks,
for a dollar?
Thanks, Obama.
You know what you can still buy for a dollar?
What?
Arizona iced tea.
No!
99 cents.
Nope.
They've kept it.
I've seen...
They've notoriously kept
it. I have seen 7-Elevens that mark it up.
That's the 7-Eleven. That's not the...
No, I know. I'm
that's
just...
not Arizona.
I'm just saying. I am just saying.
We should boycott the stores that sell them for more than
yes.
a dollar.
I
that's
will.
A ripoff.
The specific 7-Eleven I am talking about is the one that has gotten the car driven into the side of it several times.
So they're probably trying to pay for a new building.
Probably.
Yeah, with that extra Arizona yeah. dollars.
Oh,
anywho's, let's get into
yeah.
today's episode.
Where are we headed?
So we're heading to the, do they call it the backbone of America? Pretty sure they do. Because it was the biggest... automobile.
I was going to say they call it the Motor City.
Motor City.
The Motor City.
Detroit.
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 Rock City.
Yup.
All right. So, for the beverage today, I'm actually very, very fucking excited.
Raggio? I mean, I heard you cooking up the blender.
Yeah.
The blender was ripping at one point in the studio, dude.
Dude, I'm stoked. Last week, I'm pretty sure last week was the
yeah.
the abomination.
Uh-huh.
This week is the opposite. We're going to the other extreme, which is a milkshake.
Ooh.
We're shaking it up.
My milkshake bring all the boys to the yard. Damn right.
It's better than yours.
Damn right. And I have to charge. That one we might get copyrighted for. That one we hit pretty
hard. Yeah, no, dude. We hit those high notes for sure.
Dude, some might call us the songbird of a generation.
Yes.
Yes.
Us and Kid Rock.
Yes. And Will Ferrell from Step Brothers.
Yes.
It's a songbird of a generation.
You had the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's called the Hummer. Now, what you're going to do.
The Hummer?
The Hummer.
That sounds like a sexual
We'll
act.
See if I'll be humming after drinking this drink. So, I looked. There's a couple of different recipes online. I went with the biggest one.
Oh, okay.
So, I did an ounce of light rum, an ounce of Kahlua.
Ooh.
4 scoops of vanilla ice cream.
Nice.
And then just a few ice cubes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then you blend it all up, and you pour it in your cup, and then you drink it.
Nice.
So, let's cheers it up. Let's do it. Because I am very excited to drink this one. Watch it be ass. Definitely not ass. I think I put too many ice cubes. So
go blend it up more then.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Word to the wise, just put like 2 ice cubes.
Yeah, because I mean the ice cream's already pretty cold.
Yeah.
So,
good taste though. Great taste.
Nice.
It's like stronger than I would have expected, but very, very good.
Nice. So you'll definitely be having 2 of them. Remember, you couldn't even make it through 2.
Dude, I could barely even make it through 1 last week.
Yeah, that was
awful. I told a couple of people off air that I replaced Kahlua with Bailey's, and I got a lot of shit for it.
Really?
Because apparently Bailey's is not a suitable substitute.
No, I told you that on the episode.
It is a cream
versus a coffee liqueur.
It is not a coffee liqueur.
I said that.
That's
on
why it curdled. So,
dude, I said that on the episode. I was like, they're not. That'd be like trying to put, like, I don't know, soap instead of butter in a dish. And be like, I wonder why this sucks. It's like, well, because you put soap in the cake.
Word to the wise. Don't. Apparently, I didn't know this.
Dude, I wonder why my cake is bubbling with in the oven. I don't know. Why is my drink curdling?
So, okay, here's a little slight tangent, and then we'll get into our stories. So, during my childhood, pretty much every year, I went to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. But one year, we went to the other side of the family's place, and that was the year that my grandmother, instead of putting olive oil in the gravy for the turkey,
yeah,
she accidentally put dish soap.
No.
So I'm glad that I missed that year, but also seeing the looks on the faces of the people eating that would have been very funny.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's basically what you did.
Okay, it's not that bad. Like, I didn't put
no,
dish
that's
soap.
Fair. You didn't put something that's probably poisonous to consume.
I didn't have to call poison control. But, I probably should have. But I didn't.
Oh,
anyway.
Man.
Okay. Let's get into today's stories.
Detroit.
Rock City.
What's the other one?
Are you a big Kiss guy?
No, not really.
I like Kiss.
What's the other one? How does it start? Hold on.
Sing the part you know.
Oh. It's the small town girl.
Living in a lonely world.
He's in it.
Got a midnight train going.
Yeah, but how does it start? Cause born and raised in South Detroit.
Yeah. No, the part you were singing is the beginning.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay. Word. My story today is about the Alhambra building.
Alhambra?
Alhambra.
Alhambra.
It is a big apartment building.
Ooh.
And, you know, honestly, like, it looks pretty much like every other building in Detroit. Like, it doesn't look crazy.
Gotcha.
But it's got a pretty crazy... It's pretty much like one specific event that happened there.
Oh, shit.
That,
okay.
Gave it its reputation for being haunted. But we'll get into that. So, It's a brick and stone, like, square apartment building.
Got
It's
you.
like six floors.
So it's just like any like city apartment building.
Yeah, it
Like
kind of looks
built.
like a castle or
Yeah.
something,
Oh
but
shit.
like a city castle.
Oh
Like
shit.
not like a fancy
A
castle.
sassel?
But yeah.
City castle?
I mean, it would technically still be castle because it would still be spelled that way,
All
but
right.
yes. We'll call it a
Kitty?
sassel for the
A
sake of
kitty? I guess that would still be a city. Whatever, dude. Try to have some fun here, man. Also, wait. I'm a little nervous because I look really loud on the recording.
We'll just have, well,
Dude.
maybe back up a little bit. You're
But
very
isn't this
close.
how close you're supposed to
You're
be?
very close.
Isn't that how
You're supposed
close?
to be a fist away.
Oh yeah, I was not,
No,
dude.
you were not a fist away. Yeah, you were guzzling up
I
that
was
mic.
gut no ditty. I'm gonna start saying that more. That's my goal, to incorporate no ditty into my vocab more. Did you almost throw up your milkshake?
No. It's like the first good drink that we've had in a while, so I'm pretty stoked on it. All right, so the Alhambra opened in the 1890s when the city was booming and Cass Park was transforming. So at this point, mansions lined the streets, but as family.
Are the 90s pre or post crack?
The 1890s?
Oh, I thought you
Very
meant
pre-crack.
1990s.
No, 1890s.
Got you, 1890s. So yeah, you're right. That is pre-crack.
Yeah, just ever so slightly pre-crack. So as families moved on, elegant apartment houses were rising in their place. The Alhambra was one of the finest apartment buildings of its day. It had a couple of dozen suites spread over six stories. So it was big, roomy spaces designed for the city's professionals and the up-and-comers.
Nice. It's like the what was the name of the building in Only Murders in the Building? The Laconia, the LaGuardia? No, that's the airport.
Laconia sounds right.
Was it the Laconia? But that's what this is giving me, Laconia vibes.
Yeah, but like I think way smaller.
Got
Like
you.
it's only six stories, so
Oh,
it's not
yeah,
like
that's
as
fair.
big.
That's not that big. Or completely average, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, no, I mean six stories is it's pretty small
Yeah.
for an apartment building, dude.
Dude.
I don't know what apartment buildings you're measuring,
Dude, you know what?
but
It's all about the motion of the apartment buildings.
it's all about the speed of the elevator,
Yeah,
if you get my drift.
absolutely, dude.
So for a time it was a very fashionable address. A young Harvey Firestone, who would later become a household name in the tire business, lived
Oh.
in this building.
Oh, Firestone tires.
Firestone Tires,
No
dude.
shit.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Families entertained in high-ceilinged parlors, and there was even a cafe downstairs. Dude, how
Ooh,
sweet would that be? That would
yeah.
be sick.
Having just a little Starbucks at the bottom
Yeah,
of
a
your
little
bed.
Sturbs.
Little Sturbies.
Some pumpkin spice in your life.
Ooh, a little pumpkin spice right downstairs. Ooh.
Everything about the building suggested security, prosperity, and comfort. That is until 1905.
Oh shit. What happened in 1905?
It started with illness.
Ooh.
Tenants began complaining of nausea, dizziness, and stomach pains.
No, that's not
Some
fun.
families grew so sick that doctors were summoned to the building.
Oh shit, they couldn't even leave.
No. It was like very widespread too. Like it was a lot of families.
Like everyone be sick.
At first, no one knew what was happening. Some thought that it might have been bad food, but others blamed tainted water.
Oh yeah. I mean, that would make sense if they're all sick.
It didn't take long for investigators to discover that the source was the cafe's bread and biscuits.
Whoa.
The baking powder used in the kitchen had been laced with arsenic.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The baking powder had been laced with arsenic. So someone said, baking powder? You need more arsenic.
Yes.
That's crazy. Who? Wait, what? Why?
We'll
I
get
have
into
so
it.
many questions. Yeah, keep going.
The city was stunned. More than a dozen people were sick.
Okay, Clark Kent with this. The city was stunned.
Some papers claimed as many as 40 families were affected. For weeks, Detroit buzzed with panic, thinking that they would be next.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the names on everyone's lips was Rose Barron.
Who was Rose Barron?
So she had once worked at the Alhambra, sweeping and helping in the cafe.
Oh.
She'd been either dismissed or demoted. It depends on like what source you read.
Got you.
And police believed that she had held a grudge.
Whoa.
When the tests came back showing poison in the baking powder, she was arrested and accused of planting it there. The newspapers wasted no time painting her as a villain. She was branded the Deadly Scrub Woman, which I think is a fantastic
name. That is a good name. If someone had their fastball in the newsroom that day.
Yeah, dude. They were like, this is going to get me promoted for sure.
In between their 12th and 13th cigarette of the day, they're like, the Deadly Scrub Woman.
She strikes again.
Yeah.
Headlines suggested that she had a history of suspicious deaths in her family.
Whoa.
And that maybe she'd been involved in poisoning before.
Whoa.
But the truth was murkier. During her trial, prosecutors called the evidence overwhelming, but the defense pushed back, arguing that it could have been a natural cause of food poisoning. At one point, a juror cried out that he felt sick himself.
Whoa. Okay. This isn't the Salem witch trials, bro. She's not slinging arsenic across the fucking courtroom, dude.
Just, like, has it in her palm, yeah. Blows it at the jury.
That's crazy.
The jury couldn't reach a verdict, and Rose Barron walked free.
Whoa.
But her name and the Alhambra's name were permanently tied to the poisoning scare. So, it kept operating, like, the building kept operating long after the trial, later becoming the Embassy Hotel.
Whoa, shit.
By the time that the Olympia Development bought it in 2009, it had been sitting vacant for a long time.
Oh, shit.
So now, let's get into the ghosties.
Yeah, did anyone die?
So there's kind of like some uncertainty around whether or not anybody died.
Oh.
I read one report that said that like two people had died.
Okay.
But that like tons of people were like affected. Like minimum 12 people were sick by it.
Got you.
And like, at the most, it was like 40.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, the Alhambra has been vacant for years, yet people walking past at night often notice faint glows in the upper floors. The lights don't stay still. They drift from window to window.
Whoa.
Like someone carrying a lantern through the empty
That's windows. Shady.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Creepy.
Skeptics think that it might just be reflections from traffic or maybe, like, the beam of a passing flashlight inside, like, you know, people.
Yeah, because there's regular flashlights inside.
Well, people explore haunted, like, abandoned places
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but I don't know, man.
Others are convinced that these lights are echoes of that frantic night in 1905 with when residents lit lamps and candles while waiting to see if they'd live or die.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy, dude.
And then there's the footsteps on the stairs. So it's measured, heavy, and deliberate, climbing the Alhambra's stairwells. So the Alhambra's like one of the first stops on most Detroit ghost tours.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So tour groups often pause outside the building, and some guests swear that they can hear footsteps overhead, even though the windows are boarded and the interior is locked. Sometimes the steps will pause as if someone is, like, stopping to listen for, like, well, are other people outside?
Oh, shit.
Kind of thing. Other times they quicken, echoing like someone rushing up in a panic. It's easy to imagine the sound as a doctor in 1905 dashing from floor to floor, his bag in hand, trying to save the sick.
Jeez.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
Flashlights, footsteps are just people.
Oh, shit.
Exploring the...
So you're getting ahead of yourself a little
I'm
bit.
I'm getting
with
a little
haunted.
Ahead of myself, yeah. But these specific accounts, I think, are probably just, like, your explorers.
Okay.
People talk about sudden cold blasts of air in the entrance to the Alhambra. Even in the heat of summer, there's, like, a chill that seems to seep out from under the door.
Oh, shit.
Some describe it as a shiver down the spine.
Ooh.
And others as if someone... just walked straight through them. Paranormal investigators often point to cold spots as signs of lingering energy. At the Alhambra, it's the doorway that seems to breathe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Because, again, people, like, don't go inside on tours and
yeah,
stuff.
They, sure. Like,
all you can do is stand on the stoop.
Yeah. It's an abandoned building.
So, that's all the ghosts. There was one other, like, apparition that I read about.
Whoa.
So we've heard of lady in white,
yeah.
Lady in gray, lady
yeah.
in black.
Yep.
What color comes next?
Lady in red?
Yeah, you got
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, shit.
Dude, it was a radiant red.
Radiant red. Ruh-roh, Shaggy. Ruh-roh, Shaggy is a radiant red.
Yeah, lady in red. And a lot of people think that it might be Rose Baron, which would make a lot of sense to me.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because red in anger and,
yeah.
and bad.
Yeah, it's like Inside Out, the angry guy's red.
Or, hear me out, she really liked Lightning McQueen.
Ka-chow!
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Owen Wilson.
It was
Lightning McQueen.
Wow. Ka-chow.
So, all right, so we have multiple theories here. She was either really
angry. That was a good Owen Wilson impression.
Yeah.
I'm going to give myself... A little toot to the horn there.
So we have a couple theories. One, she was either like red, like yeah, it's like a mischievous kind of like
up to no good,
up to no good, or really big fan of Lightning McQueen. One of the two. We don't know.
It's either or. There is no in between.
No, yeah.
Or actually, it could be both.
Could be both.
Yeah.
Could be both.
Could have been up to no good and a really big Disney guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really big fan of Lightning McQueen.
Ka-chow.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Haunted or not?
So, all right. You know me. I usually, my default setting is haunted. I will say, I do think if no one died, I probably lean more towards the not. But if people died, I do think
so. If the two people died, like that one report said,
yeah, I'd go haunted.
Then you'd go haunted.
Yeah,
you'd
go haunted. But if they did not, I'd say maybe not. I do think like you're dismissing, like, bro, there's not that many people exploring this building for it to be a consistent stream of flashlights in the windows.
You don't know that.
Yeah, but you also like that's the probability. I feel like is low of that.
I'm gonna go no on this one. And I know I wrote the story, but, like, I think it's hard to justify, like, one single event as causing a haunting.
Yeah, for sure.
And if that's, like, the thing that, like, propelled this place into haunted lore, then I'm gonna go, nah.
Yeah.
And also, like, maximum two people died as a result of the event. So, yeah, I don't know. I could see both sides. Like, I could see it being haunted. And also, it just kind of looks creepy. But I'll go no. So, that's the Alhambra.
Yeah. Well, very interesting story, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Regardless, haunted or not. So, cool. All
right, I will kill this beverage. And
that's going to be a hard one to kill. You're going to get a brain freeze,
Dude, I don't know if I can chug it.
You gotta try, man. The listeners want to hear it. The Boo Crew wants to hear
it. Oh, man.
Do it. Chug. Chugging a milkshake is tough. Oh man.
Oh. It's just like... It's like... I have very sensitive teeth.
You poor thing.
And...
Guess what? Our listeners don't give up. Fuck about your teeth, bro.
Hey, you know what? I disagree. I think that they care about my teeth.
They care about the content, man. Ooh. Ooh.
Also, I don't get brain freezes. I get spine freezes.
Wait, what the fuck?
No, I'm not even joking. Not even a bit.
You're like convulsing in that chair.
No,
dude.
Like genuinely, like my spine hurts when I eat ice cream.
Wait, what the fuck? That's not
Which,
normal.
To me, makes a lot more sense than brain freezes.
Does it?
Because it's going, like,
just
down.
A brain freeze is just the roof of your mouth. It's not at your actual brain. It's, like,
But
your,
it's
like,
going, like,
head.
down the pipe, down, like, my spine. So it makes sense what, to me bro, that it would, like, freeze my spine on the way down. I don't know
what anatomy class you taught, but your stomach and your spine are not too, like...
What are you talking about, dude? The stomach, like, is encasing the spine. The spine is in the stomach.
Yeah, I... Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's a fun fact for you.
Yeah, you know... You're like, just don't Google it. that's crazy. I did not know that. I've known you for a very long time. Did not know that. Feel like we've eaten a decent amount of ice cream together. Oh, like
plenty of ice cream.
Yeah, and I did not know you got spine
freezes.
I can't
believe you didn't know I get back freezes.
No, I didn't. That's crazy.
Anyway.
Wild.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back at you with our second story.
Yeah, for sure.
Burbs.
Peace.
We're back.
We are so back, dude. Dude, so, all right. I got a good one for us.
I'm pumped.
I got a Spirits on Spirits first, bro.
Okay. I need a hint.
What do you think? Like, it's a topic that constitutes a lot of documentaries. It's almost like I didn't even think of this as being something we would interact with. And then once I found it, I was like, oh shit, bro. Like, how have we not covered one of these before?
Orphanage?
No. That's a good one, but no.
Because that would be a first, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I feel like we've probably covered buildings that have been orphanages, but.
But, like, we haven't talked about it.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
It is Spirits on Spirits first. We're covering a cult, dude.
Oh, dude, I love a good cult.
Yeah. Yep.
Big fan.
So, not a big cult. Like the we're talking cultist. Not a big cult.
Just a singular person in
yes.
a cult.
Yes.
Okay.
He was a cult leader. So, hold on. I'll get into it. So, because we're talking like early cult.
Okay.
So, our story this week is taking us to St. Aubyn Street in Detroit. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is one of Detroit's definitely more grisly mysteries. Okay? Told you, bro. I'm getting spooky, dude.
Dude, I like it.
I'm getting spooky.
Let's get there.
So, all right. I want to first cover our cult leader because you know what? Just stick with me. I'm going through this a little differently.
Have we heard the name before?
No.
Okay.
So it is Benny Evangelista. Evangelista.
It's a great cult leader name,
yes,
because evangelist
yes.
is like a religious thing.
Yes, so. Absolutely. So Benjamin, his cult leader name was Benny Evangelista.
Okay, that's probably not his given name.
His given name was Benjamin Evangelista.
Oh, so a great cult name.
Yes, and he was born in Sicily. And then he immigrated to the U.S. in the early 1900s and settled in Detroit. He was a carpenter by day.
Wait, in what century?
Early 1900s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like early 1900s.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a carpenter. And then one day out of the blue, he declared himself a divine prophet and offered oculate readings, herbal cures, and love potions for up to $10, which at the time was a very substantial amount of money. Okay? He authored 4-volume oculate text titled The Oldest History of the World, discovered by oculate science, and founded a sect called the Union Federation of America.
Can I just say how crazy it is that someone can be a normal person, and then all of a sudden, one day, they can just be like, I hear things from God.
Yes.
And then other people are like, hey, yeah, you hear things from God.
Yes.
I'm going to devote my life to you.
Uh-huh.
And then that just, it just happens.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
That can just happen.
100%. I had like a good month-long period where I was toying with the idea that I was the second coming of Jesus.
Bro. If you started to, and I don't mean this as a insult, but I could totally see you as a cult leader. Just because, like, you've got the, like, charisma that you need. And you've got, like, the like, persuasiveness.
Okay.
So, I could see it.
I guess I appreciate
that. Yeah, yeah.
It was during COVID when just, like, you were going absolutely batshit out of your mind. And I was like, could I be him? And then I got normal again.
Could I be Jerry Jones?
Yeah. But, so, okay. Benny's...
Or Jim Jones, not Jerry Jones. Yeah. Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys.
Talk about a cult, though.
Truly.
But, so, all right. His most fascinating, and I would say creepy thing about him that I could find, was he had this thing called the Oculate Shrine in his basement. And it was a shrine that had papier-mâché dolls and hanging figures that he claimed that were representing celestial bodies. And then his Bible, like Bible quotes around it, that he wrote, his text that he wrote, was the sun and like the focal piece of this like creepy shrine. Okay. And then apparently there was hair clippings from dogs and like a glowing eye centerpiece to enhance the display.
No thanks.
Yeah, no, right? Does that sound creepy as shit?
I don't want that in my house.
Yeah. No, he did. He built it.
No shit.
He built it. So, all right. This is where things take kind of a turn. On July 3rd, 1929, a real estate agent, Vincent Elias, arrived at the house to finalize a land deal and noticed that the door was unlocked. So he went inside and he found Benny seated at his desk. But the crazy part was that not all of Benny was seated at his desk.
Oh, dude.
Benny's head was clean severed off, sitting at his feet.
What?
Yeah. And then upstairs, his wife and their four children were discovered with crushed skulls, and in one case, a partially severed arm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What a scene.
Yeah. Creepy as shit, dude.
Was, like, did they discover who did it?
No. So, I'll get into that a little bit. I do want to cover the funeral first. So, the funeral procession on July 6th. So, 3 days after, which, you know, I want, just keep that in the back of your mind. The funeral was 3 days after and drew a crowd of 3,000 mourners.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, to the neighborhood. Not even to, like, a funeral home. Like, to the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
So, there's just 3,000 people. Like, cult people in this neighborhood.
So, he, like, became a legit
cult. He had a following.
Guy. That's crazy.
Because especially back in the 1920s and 30s, like, news didn't travel that quickly. No. So, the fact that it
paper,
took...
Paper boys on the corner.
Yes. Benny's dead. Benny the Jet, found with no head...
Benny and the Jets. What was what would they say as like the newsboys?
Extra, extra,
extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headless cult man found. Paper mache dolls only left behind. Oh man!
Do you want to see the pictures of the dead family?
Yeah.
Oh, buy my paper.
It's a nickel. So there were multiple theories. Okay. The first was a violent robbery gone wrong. Because
I mean, probably pretty rich.
So, yeah, apparently there was cash intended for a delivery man that was missing when the police got there. But also religious or cult related vengeance was also another one. The biggest suspect was Umberto Tecchino, 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 Umberto Tequillo, maybe, had purchased a home from Benny just prior to the murders.
Oh, so he was a cult leader and a real estate agent.
Yes, and then tools matching the crime, an axe, a banana knife, and clean boots were found at his residence. And he had a troubling history, meaning he stabbed his brother-in-law.
That is troubling.
Yes.
That's one word to describe yep. that.
But he was released due to insufficient evidence. And then another suspect's fingerprint didn't match the scene of the crime. So no one was ever charged for this incident.
Cool.
Yep. And another kind of sad and crazy part was the family dog actually survived the massacre and was discovered nearly a year later wearing the original license tag.
And it was a year?
Yeah. A year later.
Where?
I don't know, just wandering the city of Detroit.
That's wild.
And it was nicknamed the Only Witness. So, yeah, pretty crazy. And then there was someone, a man dubbed the Rear Axle Murderer, who confessed to the crimes. It was found to be a false confession.
That happens more than you would think.
Yeah. Yep, I do think that is true. So, it definitely is crazy. So, now let's get to the ghosts. The craziest part about this is that you can see if you go... So, the house was demolished. But the site of the house still carries this, obviously, pretty heavy presence.
Yeah.
There's actually a haunted bike tour that goes past it.
Fun.
They go past it, and they have reported seeing a headless figure wandering the lot, and have Wait. Also.
So is it? So does he? Is he like carrying his head, or is he just like?
No,
does he like bump into stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. And then disembodied screams, moans, and then cries for help. So.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Very creepy.
Oh, man. That's sad for the fam, for the kids especially. Because, like, the wife probably knew that her husband was a cult leader. And I don't super feel bad for the cult leader, but the kids, that sucks.
Yeah, definitely sucks.
Innocent.
Yeah, could you imagine going past a lot? I would also, like, that's one of those crazy things where you'd see the ghost and you would feel, I think, like, I'd imagine that that's a situation where you can go there and just feel that something really horrific happened.
Yeah.
You know, some places just carry that energy of, right. like, you're like, I don't know what happened, but man, oh man, was that bad.
Yeah, it just feels heavy.
Yeah. And then you see the headless ghost. You're like, oh, fuck. Because to sever someone's head clean off. That's why I call bullshit on the violent robbery. Like, that was...
That's... Yeah.
Someone intended to do
like,
that.
Like, not to get gruesome, but I listen to, like, true crime stuff.
Yeah.
Like, apparently it's, like... It's really hard to, like, cut through the, like, spine. And, like, the neck
believe
bone
that.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sure. You're...
So, it takes commitment.
Absolutely.
To, like, clean, sever someone's
yeah,
head.
Like, you had to...
Really
just
want to do that.
Chop that shit off, yeah. dude.
Or, like, bring an axe. But they would have probably seen, like,
blood?
The scene
yeah.
from an axe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Does that wrap that story?
Yeah.
Haunted or not?
I'm going haunted. Like, duh.
Yeah, I'll go haunted, too. Just the sheer violence of it.
Yeah, violent family massacre.
Yeah.
Check.
I do. Like, as fucked up as it is, I do really like the idea of just, like, a headless body just, like, walking yeah. around, like, bumping into things and, like... Because you can't see.
Oh, man. Yeah, and especially that shrine, dude. I wonder if there's pictures of that. I didn't Google it. I didn't Google it. That's where I draw the line. I was like, dude, you know me. I'm trying to get more spooky. But, like, I don't want to see that shit, dude.
Yeah. cult leaders are such an interesting, like, breed of human.
I wonder if there. I'm sure there's some literature out there in terms of, like, what makes a cult leader.
Oh, tons.
A cult leader. Tons. Like, who, what type of person becomes one?
Yeah.
I definitely, narcissistic, right? That has to be a key component.
Sociopath, probably.
Yeah.
But, like, charismatic.
Yes.
Persuasive.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the time, like, you look at them and you're not, like, you're kind of, like, underwhelmed. Like, Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, 5'2".
Yes.
He's, like, a very small dude.
Yeah, it's definitely someone who has, like, they see as, like, a deficiency, or they see as, like, a insecurity, and then they're doing...
Like, it's the same with, like, the Nexium guy. Like, he's, like, kind of a dork. Like, he looks like a dork.
Really? But I don't even know what the Nexium thing is.
It was, like, a... That one, I think, was, like, a sex cult.
Oh, shit. Oh, is that the one that some celebrities were in?
Yeah, and he, like, just got busted. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, probably in, like, 2017 or something.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, dude, like, they're just kind of underwhelming, like, to look at. But, like, their minds are just, like, so...
Weird. Weird and off. Fucked up. Yeah. Wild, dude.
If you're a cult leader out there listening to this podcast, you're a fucking loser and a dork.
I'd be curious. I'd just be curious to talk to one. Actually, no, I wouldn't. I'd get scared join.
You would get...
I'd get wrapped up in
you
it.
You would be one of the... You'd probably be, like, their top candidate for, like, initiation.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, this guy, we could definitely convince this guy.
Probably.
But they would probably put you on, like, a fast track to management.
Really?
Because, dude, I don't know why again, I got like, so you excited. Can, like, you can, like... I could see you being, like, a recruiter.
Okay.
Yeah, like, just, you can chat to, like, the fucking wall for, that's like, fair. 19 hours.
That's straight. Fair. And I do like to yap.
You like to yap.
I've known to yap before.
Oh, so man. If they just gave you materials, you could yap for hours.
Yeah, it's fair. I could.
Wear down the people and force them to sign over their life.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Oh, man. All yeah, right. I'm going haunted. You're going haunted.
Yeah, I'll go haunted.
There we go, dude. That'd be one. I don't think I would go near that site. Would you go near that site?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Be like in a fucking heartbeat.
I just like history. Like, that's a cool history.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, first cult in the books. That's cool.
We'll definitely have to see if we can incorporate more. Because I feel like there's a lot of shit going on with cults to talk about.
But I feel like we would probably need to get creative around, like, the... Either cities that we would do, or like maybe just like branch out to like,
yeah,
themes.
Well, also don't think cities. There's cults that have been old enough to be haunted. Wonder if Jonestown is.
I think Jonestown is. I think that is something that is
that'd be interesting
talked about.
Isn't that down in like Brazil or something like that?
No, it's over in like
Venezuela.
I want to say it's in like either Asia or Africa. Where
no, I'm Jonestown? Pretty sure it's South America. I'm pretty sure.
Guyana.
Where's that?
Pretty sure it's in Africa. Oh, no, you're right. It's a northern coast of South America.
There you go.
Never mind. But it's like, dude, it's like out there. Like, I watched a video on it like a week ago, probably.
Oh, shit.
And it was like, you had to like really go out of your way to get there.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy. But, so... All right, well, another episode of Spirits on Spirits in the Book, dude. Detroit.
Rock City.
Yeah.
Follow us on our socials.
Yeah.
Send in any ghost stories that
absolutely.
You have. Send in any city recommendations.
Yeah.
If your city hasn't been done yet, tell us.
Yes. Because we'll do it.
Give us shit for it.
Yeah. Then we'll do it.
And then we'll do your
city. We put up a poll and someone responded with their city and we're like,
we're going to do that.
It's literally our next city.
Yeah.
So, and especially too, like, if there's specific locations in your city that you want done, that easy. Like
we've taken recommendations and done episodes in the past.
Yes.
Based on the specific recommendations of our listeners.
Yes.
So, just goes to show you,
yeah.
We'll do it.
We will do it.
We're weak.
Yeah.
We will cave.
No. Not even. We want to do the things that you guys want to hear about. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, send it our way. And then if you guys are coming to Salem, let us know. Pop in the DMs. Ask for any recommendations when it comes to, I mean, we have been to, dare I say, every single watering hole in Salem.
Easily.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think there's a single one off the top of my head that we haven't been to.
No.
Probably been to every single restaurant in Salem.
Minus the ones that, like, just opened up in the last, like, 6 months.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually, there's one that I haven't been to that I know, like, actively, I'm like, I've never been here. It's the fountain place.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Have you been there?
For breakfast.
Yeah, I haven't been there. That's the only place I haven't been to. But yeah, so definitely like where we can give you like even like shopping and walking locations. If you want to know haunted place in Salem, we've covered those too.
We have. Listened to episode one.
Yeah, absolutely. So just hit us up if you're coming down. We'd love to like give
interact.
You some interaction or recommendations and like interact. I do think we should do like man on the street type shit when Salem gets crazy.
That'd be fun.
Like, get those little microphones and just say, like, do you believe in ghosts? Have you seen anything, like, haunted before? Stuff like that.
That could be fun.
That could be fun. Could also go really poorly, but yep. Also could be really fun.
Yep.
So. All
right. Well, we'll see you next week with another episode.
Later, everyone.
Peace.
Stay spooky.